Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanshire Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 113, season 5. Today's date is March 20th, 2022. First day of spring. Yay. It's finally arrived. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Today's episode, I will talk about my tribute to Mary D. She worked at WGN-TV Channel 9 for many, many years, and she was a delight. And she passed away on March 16th, and that was a very sad day for Chicago. I will discuss my memories of her and her life. Also, on the program, I will discuss the bakery restaurant. A lot of people don't remember, but it was very well known back then. So I'll discuss the chef and the owner and the restaurant itself. And it should be a lot of fun. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Perfection Gain. If you listen to the commercial, and you will probably remember it. It's from Lakeside Toys. And this is from late 70s. Yeah, I think late 70s, late 1970s. Excuse me. So it's also with Superfection. That's another puzzle game. So here it is. Enjoy.
When you're into perfection, keep on your toes.
You have to be quick,
cause here's how it goes.
Push the plunger down, set the timer, fit the pieces in place.
Don't be slow in perfection, you've gotta move on fast. For the pieces pop up before you put in the last. And that's perfection.
And for a greater challenge, try Superfection. 32 puzzle shapes to assemble in place. It can drive you wacko. Perfection, Superfection.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Perfection. I had this game. No, I'm sorry. I did not have Perfection. I had Superfection. The strange reason I had Superfection was it was a very, the puzzles were very colorful, I remember. And I got that as a Christmas present, probably when I was 10 or 11. And I saw it on television. I begged my mother to buy it for me. She said no, but she did buy it for Christmas for me. So that's that worked out well. And I played the game with my brothers and myself, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it had a timer, you know, like a kitchen timer. And then you had to put all the puzzles together. And if it didn't, they would all pop out, and you're going to start all over again. So I never played the regular Perfection, so it's still available. You could buy it on Amazon or find it on eBay or any toy store, like Toys R Us. Good luck with that. I heard they're coming back. I don't know. It's a mess. So, yeah, if you missed a game, I'm sure it's the same. So I don't know about Superfection. I have no idea, but it's fun. And it's from Lakeside Toys. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I'm going to discuss my tribute to Mary D, who worked at Channel 9 for many years, and also talk about the bakery restaurant and its owner and chef. And I will talk about him and the restaurant and its famous recipes, particularly one. Before I get started, I just want to make a quick note that this coming week is my 1 year anniversary of my podcast. I think it was launched about March 21st, 22nd, around there. I think March 24th was the launching date, and I did my first episode. And I remember doing it; I was so nervous. If you listen to the first episode, I sounded terrible, but I could do some editing. But you know, I think I've got some feedback from people, and they say that you sound natural. You just sound like yourself. I don't want to sound flashy like that. You sound like a regular human being. So I leave it at that. For the anniversary episode, I think I'll do it maybe Tuesday or next weekend. We'll see. I will do something special. Here's a hint. I will talk about it's a Chicago favorite. That's the hint. So I think everyone will be very pleased about that. Okay. First off, I'm going to talk about the bakery restaurant. Now, the Baker restaurant was a very famous restaurant. It was in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. And there's like some discrepancy of the address. So someone said it was at 2214 North Lincoln Avenue and on the north side, I think it was, or 2218 North Lincoln, but I think it's 2214. And the owner and the chef, his name was Louis Sazmari. I hope I pronounced his name. Forgive me. You know, and he was not born in this country. He was from, he was Hungarian, and he was born June 2nd, 1919. And they were escaping. That was during World War I, and they had the Hungarian-Romanian War, and he was traveling with his parents. And they arrived at Budapest in Hungary, and he went to college. He received a master's degree in journalism and a doctorate in psychology. That's what it was claimed. And he was a psychologist to the Hungarian Army men. And, he was very, very supportive, because, when you're in the war, you're just shell-shocked and, the presence terrible. Anyway, he wrote manuals, and then he wrote one for cooking. And then he enrolled in a chef's school in Budapest, and he learned an advanced course, and then he learned how to cook. Then, then he came to the United States in 1951 and spoke no English. No English at all. I guess he had to start. That's just like my dad, because he came in 1952, from Greece. But the difference between him and my father is my father never went to school. My grandmother never sent him. I don't know the reason why. And so my dad was illiterate. So that was tough. That was very tough. That's why he wanted me and my brothers to enroll in college and have a better life. And I'm glad he did that. And he arrived in New York, and then he worked at several jobs. He became a short order cook and then worked his way up. And then he used his culinary skills to cater to like the rich people on the East Coast. And then in 1959, he moved to Chicago and he worked for the Armor and Company. That was a meatpacking company in Chicago, like I said before. And they made frozen foods at that time. That was very also includes Stouffer's, which is still made today. And his classic was frozen spinach souffle. And that's what Mr. Louis Sazmari created that. That was one of that. And some were used by NASA, by the astronauts. And, when they go up in space and they have the frozen food there, that's very interesting. Anyway, then he just decided to open a restaurant. And then he opened the restaurant in 1963, the year I was born, and he opened the bakery. And that was called, didn't take off right away, but it was very exotic, and they had something different in Chicago. And it took a little time, and then it became one of the most popular places to eat. You couldn't even get reservations. It was hard. You'd be very lucky if you did. And he cooked a lot of European exotic dishes. And his favorite, not his favorite, but his most famous recipe was beef Wellington. And it was, that's what when people made a reservation and they go there and to dine, that's what they ordered and they loved it. And he hosted a lot of celebrities And they, whenever they're in town or they live in town, they wanted to go to the bakery restaurant. And at first, it's not the bakery like in, you know, pastries like that. But I don't know where you got the name of that. I don't know. So Beef Wellington, if a lot of people don't, or if you're not familiar with that recipe, it's a steak dish of English origin. It was made in England. And it's a filet steak coated with pate or foie gras, you know, duck liver, goose liver, excuse me. Okay. And it's also from duck cells. I think it's like mushrooms, and you do that. And you wrap it in puff pastry like that. So you roll up. I saw this on a cooking show about a month ago. Someone, I think from Norway, made it, and it was very interesting. And so you roll it up in a puff pastry, and you wrapped it, and then so you don't want to make it soggy, so you wrapped it in what's it called? Like some sort of ham, something like that, you know, so it keeps it moist, so it doesn't become soggy. And then you cook it, and then once it's done, you cut it in slices, and you eat it. You know what? When I saw that, it looked delicious. It really did. So they're not sure where they found, how it was named. There was a rumor it was named after a person's name called Arthur Wressley, the first Duke of Wellington in England. I don't know if that's true. There's no confirmation on that. So, you know, so it looked delicious, and that's what people wanted. And I never tried it. I wish I did. I wish I tried it, because it looks like, sometimes you didn't have to use steak. You can use sausage, salmon, or vegetarian if you'd like, you know, but Beef Wellington is famous for its steak. It really is. So it's delicious like that. Okay. So back to Louis Cesmari. He was also he was on television. He was on, I remember he was on Lee Phillips' show. Remember her? She had Noon Break. He was always interviewed. He demonstrated cooking segments, just like now, like Rachel Ray. And he was also on Oprah Winfrey Show, Good Morning America. He was featured in magazines, TV commercials. And so he was well known, he was famous, and he also he had a lot of fan mail from people, and he also he had people work for him to answer their fan mail. He was so busy, he didn't have time to answer every letter that's sent to him. Also, he was sort of a bookworm, and he also collected books and he read, so he seemed like a very intelligent man. He really was. And he also wrote some books, and there's famous, there's a famous cookbook, The Bakery. You can find it on Amazon, you know, if you'd like. And, you know, I'm sure it's out of print, so you could find a old edition. And then, I'm sure the Beef Wellington is in there. So that's probably interesting. And, unfortunately, the restaurant closed in 1989. I've heard it went out of favor. People started eating healthier. They didn't want all that heavy, you know, stuff like that, and it clogged your arteries. I can understand that. So it closed. And then Louis died October 4th, 1996, on my birthday. And so he was a wonderful man. He seemed like a very nice man. And, you know, and every time I post something on my Facebook page for Vanished Chicagoland, and it's about the bakery or Louis, you know, people have fond memories of that. They talk about the Beef Wellington, other recipes like duckling, roast duckling like that. Oh, that sounded wonderful. It really did. And then, he was just like the Charlie Trotter of the time. You know, unfortunately, Charlie Trotter died, which is a shame. I'll do a podcast episode about him, so that would be interesting. Other dishes were available. It was beef burgundy, chuck wagon beef stew, turkey and crab meat tetrazzini, chow mein, shrimp creole, barbecue pork fried rice. Oh, wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Delicious. He's, you don't find that. That's very rare. And so that's about it for the bakery. I'm sorry to make your mouth water. Made mine. Okay. Next up, I will talk about Mary D. She passed away on March 16, 2022. She was 85 years old, and she was a famous news anchor, television personality, philanthropist. And if you mentioned her name and you saw her, she put a smile on your face. She was a lovely lady, lovely lady. And I remember my early memories of her from Channel 9, where she was the anchor woman. She did, I think, like the news breaks and in the afternoon. She also did the first lottery when the Illinois lottery was first televised. I don't think she was the first. She maybe later on. I think it was Ray Rayner. I could be wrong. But then she was. She did the lottos. I think I remember on the 9 o'clock news. She did that, and then she was. And then someone else did that. I think it was Morgan. I forgot her name. Her first name was Morgan. Anyway, so she was born Mary Frances Dorham. Excuse me. October 1st, 1936. She was born in Chicago, and she attended Xavier University in Louisiana. Then she came to Chicago, and one of her first jobs was working at a radio station at WBEE. Isn't that something? And that was, I don't know what the call letters were. Yeah, it was based in Harvey, Illinois. And she was known as Mary D. the Honeybee. And she was there for about a couple of years. I think from 66 to 68. Okay, and then in 1967, she made her television debut. She had her own TV show. It was called The Mary D. Show. This was on, it was on WCIU. It's on the U in Chicago. Back then, Channel 26 wasn't on the air very long. It was on the air, I think it premiered in 1964. So there wasn't much programming there. They showed old reruns. I remember someone told me there were bullfighting and also the Mole Queens TV show, Kitty Agogo. That was there. Anyway, she left that radio station, and then she had her own talk show, The Mary D. Show, on WSNS Channel 44, and that was 1970. That's when the TV station debuted. Also, she was on the radio. She moved from. She was one of the first female disc jockeys on WSDM radio, smack dab in the middle. Do you remember that? And then we go back to television. She hosted the Mary D. Show on Channel 44. And so a lot of people remember her, and she had a beautiful voice. She really did, And unfortunately, after she, in 1971, when she had her show, she had a guest on. His name, he was a psychic. His name was Alan Sandler. And they left. After the show, they went out for dinner. And then they were approached by a man at her car. And they were held by gunpoint. And they made him drive to a remote area. And this gunman shot Mary D. and Mr. Sandler twice in the back of their heads at point blank. And then they dumped them out of the car, and they dumped them out of the car, and he drove off. She was still alive, and she managed to crawl to a highway. And then, believe it or not, she was very lucky. There was an ambulance, and she was taken to a hospital. And they didn't expect her to survive, but she did. She really did. Unfortunately, Alan Sandler, her guest, he died. And that was a big story, a big headline. It was a horrible, horrible tragedy that happened. And so she managed to survive, and then she returned to her TV show. But she stopped in 1972, so I don't know why. Maybe she didn't want to do it anymore, or it was too much for her. And then she got hired at WGN. And she, like I said before, in the beginning, she did the news. She announced the lottery, the lottery numbers. She did, and she was also an announcer. And she announced, the bumpers, the WGN bumpers. You could hear her voice, they did like community calendars, like commercials like that. So it was her. Also, she also introduced like the fall season of the TV shows on Channel 9. Once you heard her name, you knew it was her, and it was wonderful. She also hosted telethons on television like that. And so let's see. She was on Channel 9 for just many years, I think from the 70s and 80s. I think she stopped then. And then she was kept very busy with charities, and fundraisers. And she was very respected, And when we heard that she passed away, oh, it was horrible. Because she was a lovely woman, very lovely. Yeah. And... so that's the reason why I did the episode for her, in her honor. I hope everyone would like that. So, the tributes came along during the week and all that. And so that's why I decided to do the podcast episode for her. Yeah. I even, when my brother called me from California, I told him about Mary D, and he remembered her, when we were growing up, and he said, "Oh, she was beautiful. I loved her." Okay. So that's it for this episode. I talked about the Bakery Restaurant in Chicago, and famous for their Beef Wellington. And I also talked about Mary D and my memories of her. And also in the beginning, in the program, I will have my anniversary show. Probably it'll be episode 114. The hint was it's a famous, let's just say it's a famous, not a person, it's a thing in Chicago that we all grew up with. So I will discuss that. That's all I could say. It should be done either Tuesday or this coming next weekend. We'll see about that. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, so this is Pete Costanis with episode 113 of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I enjoyed talking with you, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me. So, so long, everybody, and here's Ray Rayner with some traveling music saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.